Okay, can you hear me all right?
Yep, loud and clear.
Okay. And I think maybe some of you know this, but we also are in the process of making a move, just like Vicki and Barney and Tricia, and our move isn't going to be quite as far away. We are moving really on the other side of the mountain, so we're going to be living in the northeast part of Tucson, and we close on our the house that we're purchasing. We will close on September the 2nd. So what are we talking about? 2 weeks from now, and then we'll have about a month to get some things ready, and then we'll actually make our move the first week of October. And then once we move and get in the other house, we're going to get things ready for this house and put this house on the market probably, well, I'm hoping by the 1st of November. We'll see. So that we've been going through similar kind of process to what you guys have been going through in this crazy housing market today. So I have been teaching on our online weekends, a four-part series. We did two in May and June. The first one was the overall series is God's Solution, Problem Solving in a Fallen World. And part one was the connection solution. Part two was the identification solution. And then we were going to do it September, October, but because of things that have come up, and especially with our move, we're going to do it in November and December instead. So part three will be the information solution, and part four will be the power solution. And when I was thinking about this, I believe it was this morning, God took me to a verse that I've quoted quite often, but showed me that all four parts of this teaching series are in this verse of scripture. So we're going to go to John 5, and it's in verse 19. All right, so it said, Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. And then we'll just read verse 20. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. And the first part one was the connection solution. And we certainly see in these two verses the very close connection that Jesus had with his Father. He was one with his Father. And then the second one is the identification solution. And he certainly knew who he was when he proclaimed that he was the Son. You know, he was the Son in a unique way that no one had ever been before. So he understood his identity. And then the third part will be, which we'll cover in November, will be the information solution. And he said, what he seeth the Father do, he received revelation from God. He saw his Father working, and that had to be in his mind's eye. And then the fourth one is the power solution, which he covers when he says, for what things soever he doeth, what I see my Father doing, these also doeth the Son likewise. And then his mind's eye, he saw the Father's will. He saw his Father's plans and purposes. And then he carried them out. He manifested the power of God on earth. And so I was looking at this word power. And I want you to go to Luke chapter 4. And there are several words that are translated power in the Greek in the King James Version from the Greek New Testament. Okay. And so in Luke chapter 4, verse 36, we're going to consider two of the words that are translated power. So Luke 4, verse 36. Well, we'll start in 35. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and heard him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the word of authority is a word that in other verses is translated power. Okay. And then we have a similar verse. Jesus then gave his disciples this power and authority in Luke chapter 9. And in verse 1, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority. Authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Now, the word power, of course, I think most of us are very familiar with that the word dunamis is translated power here. It's the ability to act or to produce an effect. So basically, this word refers to ability. And then the second word, which is translated authority, means legal or official authority, capacity, or right. Those are, that's the English definition. That's the second definition in English from Merriam-Webster of the word power, which is used of authority. And I wanted to give you an illustration that I believe will communicate. Let's say that you went out and you bought the world's fastest sports car. Does anybody know what is the world's fastest sports car? Anybody want to make a guess what it is? I didn't know until I looked it up. Okay, it's called a Bugatti. It's a French sports car. It's the Bugatti Chiron Sport. You can actually get one. They're not all that much. They'll start at $5.8 million, and this particular sports car, they've clocked it up to 261 miles per hour. That's its maximum speed. Okay, so let's say that you could, scrape together $5.8 million, and you think, well, yeah, I would really like to have that Bugatti Chiron sports car because I'd like to be able to run that thing at 261 miles per hour. That sounds pretty neat to me. I take it over off of Highway 8, get out there You know, once you get out of San Diego over the mountains, and boy, you got that straightaway to Yuma. Man, you just turn that thing loose, and you have the power in that engine. You have, and that's the Dunamis. That car has tremendous ability. However, there is one thing you're lacking, and what you're lacking is the authority. You've got the power, but you don't have the right to use the power. In other words, there's a sign on that highway. I'm trying to remember. It's at 75 miles per hour. That is the limit. That tells you this is how much power you can exercise, you can utilize. If you go over that, then somebody else who does have authority is going to pull you over and write you a ticket. So in these verses, we see Jesus and then his disciples. They had power, which is ability, but then they also had authority. They go hand in hand. If you had authority but no power, it wouldn't do you any good. And if you have power but no authority, you get yourself in trouble. All right. The Greek word for authority is exousia. If you look in Bullinger's lexicon, it comes from a root verb meaning it is allowed, it is permitted. So you are permitted to utilize the power is what this word exousia basically means. All right, now let's go to Luke chapter 10, and this is, you know, we read about when Jesus called his 12, but then later he called 70, okay? And he sent them out just as he had sent the 12 out, and he sent them out two and two, and so then we get to verse 17, Luke 10, 17. And it says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Okay, now this is important that they were able to cast out devils through the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, and then Jesus said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I have given unto you power, and that's the word exousia. I've given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, which is just figurative language for devil spirits, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Now, the reason this is such a great section is because the exousia or the authority is the right to use the name of Jesus Christ. If you'll look in the church epistles, there we don't see the word exousia being used in terms of our right to exercise the power. However, by looking at this verse in Luke, what we see is the name of Jesus Christ is the authority. So if you have the right to use the name, you carry the authority. And certainly, when we'll look at a couple of verses that tell us as believers, we have the right to use the name, and then we're going to see the authority that's in that name. So now we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, and boy, this is one of the great prayers in the Word of God. Ephesians 1, 17, and it says, and this is the prayer that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, they give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding or your heart being enlightened, that you may know, and then it's three things that you're to know. Number one, the hope of his calling. Number two, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And we could spend all evening just looking at those two things. But the one I want to focus on is, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power, his dunamis, his spiritual ability that he's given to usward who believe. And that's the key. This power is given to those who believe. And then the words according to set the standard or the measure of the power. According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And so this power, the standard of the power, is first, God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. So it was according to the working of God's mighty power, which he worked or energized in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and he set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. That's quite a standard for the power that we have received. And I will say that that power, that trumps the power that's in the Bugatti or any other kind of power. What we have received, the ability that we've received in the resurrection, the ascension of Christ, is far beyond any other power. All right? Now, there's one other word that we want to be considering in this study. So we've looked at dunamis, which is the ability, and we've looked at exousia, which is the authority, and we'll look some more at those words. But then the third word is the Greek word energē. We get the word energy from it. It's the word translated working. And it's very interesting when we look at the three words that we're covering tonight. The word power is ability, the word dunamis, and where does that ability come from? It's not our ability. remember Peter and John said when they healed the man at the temple gate, and they said, why are you looking on us as if by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? So he said, hey, don't look at us to think it was our own power. It is the ability that God gives. Okay, that's the power. Okay, it's not something we've mustered up within ourselves. And I think we need to remember that when we're ministering to people, we're not mustering up this power within ourselves. It's something that God gives to us. The authority is not something we've earned, but something that has been given again, that God has given us the authority to utilize the power in the name of Jesus Christ. And then who does the working here? We don't do the workings, we're going to see. God is the one who energized this mighty power when he raised Jesus Christ from the dead. So we'll be looking again at these three words. And here it says in Ephesians that he raised him far above all principality and power and might and dominion. Let's go to Matthew 28, verse 18. Matthew 28, and in verse 18. And this is when Jesus was in his resurrected body, okay? And it says in Matthew 28:18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, all exousia, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Well, if all authority was given to Jesus, then somebody had to give him that authority. You see, if Jesus Christ himself, as so is commonly taught, if he himself was God and the creator of the heavens and the earth, then it wouldn't say all authority is given unto me, because it would have already been his. But it was God the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and earth, that gave his son authority in heaven and in earth. Okay, everything is under his feet. All right, let's look at another section, Philippians 2, 9 and 10. Philippians 2, 9 and 10. And it says, wherefore God hath exalted him. Okay, he became obedient to the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him, and it should read, the name which is above every name. So if his name is above every name, then there's no name in heaven or on earth, in this age or in the coming age, that is as high as the name of Jesus. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Okay, so there is the authority that he has. He said all authority with his resurrection is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And here we read that his name, and there's the authority, that the authority is the name. His name is above every name. So he has higher authority than anybody else. All right, now let's go to Mark chapter 16. Mark 16. And it says in verse 17, and in these signs shall follow them that believe. Okay, so the signs are going to follow those who believe. There's the contact point. If you want to walk with this power, this dunamis, and this exousia, in my name shall they cast out devils. Okay, and really it should be, in my name precedes all the things that he's going to talk about. So in my name, with the authority, those who believe, who use my name, they carry the authority to cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. If they take up serpents, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. Again, what is it's talking about in these verses, in my name, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So we have the authority, to the right to utilize the power. Okay. There's an interesting one I just thought about in Matthew. It's either 6 or 7. Let me look at that. And Matthew 6. Now, Matthew 7, it says in verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And really what these verses have to be talking about is they were not authorized to act in his name. He did not give them the authority to utilize his name, okay? They were driving their spiritual Bugatti at 261 miles an hour without the legal authorization to do so, okay? Again, we keep in mind that with the power, you have to have the authority, okay? And now it says in Mark that they that believe on him in my name, they shall cast out devils, and in my name they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In my name they shall speak with tongues. All right, now let's go to Colossians 3:17. And it says, and whatsoever you do, okay, now this is, Colossians is written to born again ones, those who are saints, so this would be true of you, so you could put your name on it, whatsoever you, Barney or Vicky or Tricia or Jan, whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the reason we can do it is we represent him. We have the right to use his name. We should, everything we do as his representatives. We are authorized, okay? So because we are authorized, we know that that verse isn't talking about us, that, you know, when we say, Lord, Lord, he's going to say, well, I never knew you, because as born again ones who believed on him, we not only have the power, but we also carry the authority to utilize the power. Okay, now let's go to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians 2, we got this verse and then one more section to look at. And this is just what I've looked at thus far on the power solution. Philippians 2:13. And it says, for it is God which worketh in you. And this is the verb form of that word where it says, according to the working of his mighty power. And then it said, which he wrought in Christ. This is that was also this verb form, energeo. So not only did God work this, his mighty power in raising Jesus Christ from the dead, but now God is working in you. God is working in you. God is energizing in you. Right now, he is constantly putting his energy in you, both to will and do of his good pleasure, meaning so that you will desire and you will do that which is pleasing to him. So not only have you received power, spiritual ability, and authority, but as you walk, God is working. He's energizing in you. All right, now let's close with a section from 1 Corinthians 12, And this, just to look at these words, and, you know, we could look at them in much greater detail, but I think this gives you a framework to see how these this all fits together with the ability, the authority, the energizing of God, the name of Jesus Christ. All right. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and it says, in verse 6, now there are diversities of operation, effects produced. And it's talking about both manifestations, which he's going to list the manifestations in just real soon, the next two verses, and ministries, you know, whatever your function is within the body of Christ. It would be true of the fivefold ministries of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, but it would also be true of every other ministry within the body, okay? And there are diversities of effects produced. An apostle will produce one effect. An evangelist will produce a different kind of effect. A teacher will produce a different kind of effect. You know, somebody who has a ministry of helps or a mercy ministry, different kinds of effects. And the same thing is true with manifestations. Speaking in tongues produces a particular effect. Prophecy, another kind of effect. Word of knowledge, and so on and so forth. Okay? Different effects produced, but it is the same God who worketh all the effects in every person, okay? Whether it's ministries or manifestations, it's always the same God who is energizing. He's working in you. You're carrying out your ministry, God's working in you. You're operating the manifestations, God is working within you, okay? But, verse 7, but the manifestation, and really this particular Greek word, It has a suffix, and it's the word phanerosis, and it has a suffix in Greek which indicates action. And I love how I have one analytical lexicon that defines it as the evidencing, the evidencing. I like to read instead of the manifestation, the manifesting. The manifesting, which would be a very legitimate translation of this particular Greek word, the manifesting of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. So God gives you the power, you know, that we know he gives us the gift. He gives us the authority. He energizes. But the manifesting or the doing or the acting is given to each man, each person to profit with all. That's where he leaves it, is if anything's going to be done, it's going to be done because we choose to do it. We choose to act. If we don't act, then nothing gets energized. If we don't act, we have all that power, but it doesn't really, it's just potential power. And we have all the authority, but we don't walk with the authority. So the manifesting of the Spirit is given to each man to profit withal. And then here's the list of these nine manifestations, for to one is given by the Spirit, the word of wisdom, to another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another, faith by the same Spirit, to another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits, to another, diverse kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. Okay, so, and the word another really, it cannot refer to a person because every believer, well, for one thing, if we're to do the works that Jesus did and the greater works, and that's he that believeth on me, that means that every believer has to be able to operate the manifestation of healing, miracles, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, Paul said, I would that you all spake with tongues, so it can't be 4 to 1. That is something that God desires for all of us. And he said, and I would that you all spake with tongues, but even more that you all prophesied. So now we're starting to see that it can't refer to one person as given this, but for one prophet, for another prophet. Okay, now you get down to verse 11. But all these 9 ways, you can call them 9 manifestations. I like to think of them as 9 different ways of manifesting that one spirit. Okay, but the all these worketh that one and the self same spirit, dividing to every man several as he will. In other words, God energizes all these manifestations or ways of manifesting by that one spirit. You received that gift of the Holy Spirit, and through that one gift, God is working within you, energizing, and so all these manifestations, even though they all have different functions, different prophets, and all the ministries the same way, they are all being energized the same way through the one and the self same spirit. So that's the power solution is when it finally comes down to it, we've been given the ability, we've been given the authority, we have the right to utilize the name of Jesus Christ. But we must act. We must choose to act. And when we choose to act, meaning we choose to carry out the ministry God's given to us, we choose to manifest the Holy Spirit. As we do that, then God energizes both the ministries and the manifestations by that one spirit. And I thought of one other verse, Ephesians chapter 3, in light of the things that we've covered. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, one of the greatest verses of Scripture. Now unto him, which is God, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Okay, and how great can you think? how big do you want to live life? Because really, we are really the ones who choose that. Sometimes I think people think that God is the one who has chosen how we're going to live our life. I don't really think that's the case. I think God has shown us, well, this is how you can live your life. How big do you want it? How much do you want to see? How much of the power do you want to walk in? Okay? How great do you want your ministry to impact people's lives? It's really God has given us the choice. But he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. And here's the thing, according to the power that works in us, it's the standard or the measure for what God is able to do is that dunamis, that inherent ability that's working in us. But as we saw, it's as we choose to act. So God is able to do exceeding abundantly, and that power working within us as we make the decision to manifest, as we make the decision to carry out our ministry, and then God is able to do far beyond. And boy, does that give us a vision for our life and what is available as born-again ones to walk with power and authority in our lives. So we really are spiritual Bugattis, far beyond the Bugatti. And this is the life God's called us to live. So I guess that's what I had on my heart tonight.